Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Gypsy Poet Radio. I'm the Gypsy Poet. Last week, we had a guest who rocks the social media airwaves and returns to bring more of her empowerment, magic, and love for bringing metal to the world. She dives into the deeper waters of her interest to discuss further of her life, history, and more. Please welcome the one, the only, Metal Sanas.
How are you doing?
You just always make me blush. Oh.
Well, it is very well deserved, dear. It's very, very much so. What a week this has been for you. But first, before we get to the questions, I just want to do a little bit of pimpage before we begin here. Okay, for those of you that are wondering and knowing what's going on, please check out what's happening on Facebook with Metal Sanas with the events of this wonderful transition of making it back to L.A. and reopening Unfriendly Studios. And please do me a favor and check out shop-metal.com to check out some of the great stuff that she's got on there. It's got some great morsels there, guys. I'm not joking. In fact, I have a shop in front of me, hands down, no doubt about it. Anyways, getting into Sanas over here. So tell me, what is the weather like over there where you are at first?
It finally started getting better. It was very, very hot for a few days, but it started raining and it got really pretty. And actually, last night I enjoyed myself a lot, like just sitting in the balcony, because, you know, after all, like after all, everybody's, you know, help coming in and finally knowing that, you know, there is people out there that are supporting me and this and that. I mean, literally, I will tell you guys, like last night was probably the first time that I sat out in my on my porch, and I enjoyed the sunset, and I was like, you know, I was like, have I seen it look like this before? It was almost looked like it was new, you know, it was like everything was just, it looked new. So I just wanted to really thank everybody, because you guys have blown me away. Like, you guys have really blown me away with this huge transaction that's been like happening to me for whatever reason that it happened. There was a good thing that it did, but you know, it was also very hard, but it got me to a point that I know who my friends are now. I know who are the people that are not my friends as well. I found out more. And it's not about, and you know, I'm not judging anybody about, it's not about anybody's donation or not. It's just certain teeny things that come up to me, you know, that makes me like realize things. So, so it's been pretty weird and great. So I'm stoked. I'm stoked to come back even to hell, LA.
So going into my first question, which rounds up all of that, is what do you want to accomplish for the rest of the year going into 2020?
I have so much planned that. You know, obviously, I always do, but this is completely different, because first of all, hit the ground when I get to LA, I'm on. Like, I'm not even looking for a place. So basically, I told people that came on live on my stream, I told them that the first week that I get there, there's going to be a party at the place I'm going to be working at from, and putting shows there from, and it's going to be very bizarre, so I'm going to keep it a little bit secret, but it's already there, so everything is ready, it's done, it's ready. All I got to do is, like, when I get there, is to probably sleep that night, and then the next day, I'm starting. Like, this waiting period is over. Oh my God, it's finally over, and I can't even believe that it's over because it's so weird. I mean, this time that you're interviewing me, I'm actually, first of all, I want to thank you so much because you, like, meeting you first thing, like, you're an incredible person. And also, just the timing of your interviews with me was, now I'm thinking about it, it's like, it was very bizarre because you are the only person who got to follow me, like, step by step of, like, the hardest period of my 2019, not last year. Last year in L.A. was a disaster, but this year's problems, like, this was the month. And you got to me from a point of it that we're now, and we're ending the chapter together, so... I think this is big. This is really good. That you got all this recorded. Oh my God. I can't believe, like, this is crazy. If I go back and start listening to the first one, I probably sound pretty depressed. I don't know.
Well, you don't sound bad at all. The thing is, if I could find the best word to describe all of this, throughout the interviews that I've seen and heard from you so far, it would be that you have been strong. Emotional but strong, and the fact that you have been sticking through it is a really big deal, and that's what I want to instill and inspire in you, if at all possible, is that, you know, despite everything that's happened that has gone wrong, there's always a light at the end of the tunnel, and there's always a greater turn in that corner. So remember that.
Yeah. No, that you're absolutely right, and I want other people to know about it because, as you know, you know, I mean, you're on my Facebook, I'm on my Facebook. I mean, we've seen our friends and what they're going through, and we're reading their comments and their posts and stuff like that. I mean, people are not going through a comfy era of their life right now. Everyone's in some sort of a turmoil, either losing somebody or a loss in the family, or you know, illnesses, this, that, you know, divorces and breakups, and I'm not really seeing much of happy stuff, but I feel like if there's going to be a shift for everybody, because this all happened for all of us, like, at the same time. I don't know if it's because of we're all kind of in the same group, we kind of rub off on each other, but not in a bad way. Now the guys who are listening are going to start coming up with, you know, but, you know, I just want to tell people, like, this ride has not been easy for me, you know, at all. I mean, I, you know, again, I'm going to be honest with everybody and tell you guys, I lost everything that I had, plus whatever I worked for and whatever I saved, and this transition of moving to Florida and giving it a chance, and then not, you know, having not enough time and not been working out right. So now I have to go back to where I don't even like the city. I do want to see some of my friends, but in general, it's something I wanted to get away from. But I think I feel like I'm healed enough that now when I go back, it's going to be a big, big, massive change. To answer your other question too, part of this, like, whatever I do, I think in the rest of this year is going to be what I'm going to be doing probably for the rest of my life. And that's a very bizarre thing for me to say, because I jump from one thing to another, like, a lot. But I kind of have a feeling that this is going to be a start of something that, even if I attach other stuff to it and add on to it, it's going to be a solid thing. So it's going to be a little bit different. So it's going to. But I just want everybody to be strong. You know, I mean, I broke down. I broke down many times in the past 5 years. Like, past 5 years has been a freaking roller coaster of just bizarre, crazy things happening to me, ups and downs, like, a lot of it. So, and I keep it to myself because I don't want, you know, I don't need to put more pressure on people. But, you know, once I let that door open a couple of months ago, and I was like, okay, I'm going to let people know how I really, really feel, like, and not pretend anymore. Well, not that I was pretending, I just wasn't talking about it. But now that I opened up, like, it's been really good. It feels really good too. So I encourage that. If somebody has something to say, they should, you know, speak up. There's help out there. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. One of the things that you do is you host events. What do you enjoy most about hosting events?
I get to meet a lot of people that have probably known me from my space days. I know everybody keeps making fun of that word now, but I get to finally meet them. I get to go to different cities where, you know, they couldn't come to my city or, you know, we were just not in the same place. So that's one of the biggest things that I love hosting shows, is because I do like hanging out with the crowd. I don't host shows and like run in the backstage and hide. And I like hanging out with people. So I think that's the favorite part of it. I mean, obviously the music and everything is great too, but that's always around. But there's another different thing when you meet somebody and they're like, oh yeah, you know, yeah, I've been, you know, following you, or I've known you since, you know, 15 years ago. I mean, and we're finally meeting. It's pretty weird and fun. So we have a lot to say, but they're always shy for the first like 2-3 hours of the show. Nobody says hi to me. And then after that, I think they get a few drinks in them, and then all of a sudden everybody, like, then they start talking to me. So it's a very interesting, I know exactly how every night will go.
Very awesome. You were talking about having a multi-studio. It's a multi-use studio space. And I know that you've been talking a lot about it when coming back to L.A. And Unfriendly Studios, it is that kind of multi-use studio space. I want to ask you, what's the best thing about having that, whether it be for you or for anyone else?
What will be happening is that not only am I going to be working with bands, I'm going to now put on not my own events, but like, let's say if somebody had a birthday party, or, you know, or they wanted to get married and they wanted to have like a reception area or something like that, like I will provide that kind of stuff to them too, so they can enjoy it in a whole different way, what they like. So we get to decorate the place the way they like it and do that. So they will be open for events of that sort. Also for production companies and filming and photography, basically everything. So it's not going to be just, you know, strictly like lockout. Like every time we mention the word studio, like right away, everybody thinks that I want to open up a place where it has like 50 rooms and I'm going to give a key to everybody. No, I would never do that. Like, just go get another place, because that's not the type of thing that I like engaging. I like when a band comes in to kind of have their own privacy. I've never had, like, even in my LA studio, I never had more than, I think the one day that I had like too many bands in there, which wasn't too many because they all had their own room, but I had three, and I was like, okay, this is too much. Like, I want them to feel more at home, so I like them to be there one at a time, preferably maybe two. So I'm not really, it's never going to be that kind of place. And if anybody wants to kind of get an idea of how my place will look like, you can always go to YouTube and just type in Unfriendly Studios, and it just pops up, you know, and it's like a 1-minute promo thing that it was in LA. And the next one that I will open will be bigger and will be very, very different from where it was and how it was. So it's going to just be better. It'll be better. Because now I learned. That's the thing. You do something, then you learn, you know, then you feel like you got hurt, but you really didn't. You just learn from it. So you make sure you do a better job next time and make sure everything that you're doing is just better. So I know a lot of fucking people are going to be pissed off that I'm even coming back. And these are, I know exactly who they are, because these are the people who wanted me to fail and who wanted me to leave and who wanted, I know exactly who they are. And I'm not trying to be negative here at all, because this is just funny to me, because I know word gets around so fast, even if they're, you know, not even, I've even blocked them. Like, they still know what I'm doing because they're so funny. Like, they, I can tell, and I have some programs on my computer that I can tell when people come and like who comes and sees my stuff, and they do. So I'm pretty sure there's a lot, bunch of them over there that are already like freaking out, like, oh shit, she's coming back. And I wanted to tell them something. Not only am I coming back, I'm coming back after finally resting, after 20 years of working and nonstop, like not having one day a break for myself. I'm rested. I know I've been through a tough time over here, but I am rested. And that means watch out, because when I'm even tired, I do a pretty good job. I don't want to talk, you know, I don't want to bring up my ego right now, but for those people, they know, even if with those headaches that you guys saw me, like my face blows up and I don't feel good for like weeks on end, and I might have even a stroke, like, I don't know. Even at that position, I can still do my job and I can do it good. So imagine me coming back with a new sense of everything, with the knowledge that I learned that finally I was not doing anything and I got to work on myself this whole 11 months that I've been here. I'm not exactly sure right now, but all I've been doing is working on myself, which I never had the time to do. I didn't have the time to do any of this. So I am excited for coming back and kind of, you know, with my friends that I, you know, all the people that helped me, every single one of them that helped me, from a dollar to, you know, I've had a couple of people even, you know, donated like $250. I had a couple of friends send me a couple of $500, you know, stuff to get my car done. Like, the help was massive. So those people, with the help of those people who I know now, that really believe in me and really want to keep me going and really want me to keep that fire burning, because I am a fire sign after all anyway, and I gotta keep that going. I know who my friends are. So when I come back, oh boy, are we gonna have a party? We're gonna have a party and a half, and those people that were so happy that I left and probably wished me all the bad stuff they could, they're not going to be happy with what's about to come. So pretty happy about that. I like it. It's karma in the making, and I don't even have to fucking do nothing. I just have to sit there and watch and laugh, and that's it. So that's all you got to do.
I so know this feeling, sister. I am with you 100,000%. Seriously. I have been where you are.
Yep.
And yes. And you know what?
Yeah.
I want to tell you something. Since you and I have been collaborating on GPR, I thought I'd let you know, I've had some friends seriously just blazing Facebook alone like crazy and promoting and sharing the promos. It's really amazing to watch.
I have to tell those guys, I love them, and thank you. Any kind of help that's coming in, the reposting, the, you know, taking care of Sophia, taking care of her station, anything you guys are doing, is not little. It's huge. It's huge.
It is.
Like,
it is huge.
They don't understand. Everybody always thinks I'm just one person, I can't make a difference. No, like literally, like what, that's what it takes, is one person at a time. It doesn't, you know, no.
Yeah.
So yeah. I want to thank your fans. Like, I really do. They're incredible. So thank you for that.
Oh, anytime. I've got to say a thank you to the World Metal Scene group on Facebook, to Jason Hessler and his whole group of administrators. They have been amazing in promoting the show and sharing the photos, as well as to a wonderful little lady.
Thank you, Jason.
Yes, and please say thank you to Joy Canizzaro. She and Chris Metal are two people who have been who've been yapping and promoting the show, having to do with you and sharing the promos. Thanks, guys, so much from the folks at Now Trending Live. They're on.
Joy
they're
and
on every
Chris.
Tuesday.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you, everybody, every single person that has done anything. Keep it going. This is how we're going to keep everything alive. I'm telling you guys, I know this shit like the back of my hand at this point. This is what I breathe. Like this is my air. Like this, it's. Mm-hmm. I know what I'm talking about. Everybody counts. Every single one of you count. Every single post counts. Every single promotion of a band that nobody's heard of, even if you don't even get one like on it, it doesn't matter. That's how I started, okay? So it doesn't matter. It's just doing it and keeping the family going. It's just a support.
Yeah.
It's support, and that's all we need. We're all going to fucking die, okay? Don't forget that. That is one thing all of us are going to have in common till the day we say bye-bye. All of us are going to die, and all of us are going to die alone. We are going by ourselves with nothing, and we're not taking anything from this world. We're just going. So let's keep this shit together. Let's help each other as much as we can, even if it's by talking, even if it's by just saying, hey, you know, I can't help out, but I love you. Like, that's it. Like, that's it. That's all you got to fucking do. That's all you got to do. Like, and then imagine when like hundreds of those start coming in, how does that person start feeling? Like, like that's so important. I just can't stress this stuff enough. And right now, because I'm in the middle of a shit show. Okay. I know our show is going to be ending pretty soon here, and we got 7 minutes left, but, I'm in the middle of like selling things in my apartment, and because I wasn't able to raise enough money to move any of my stuff back to LA, I'm about to just get rid of anything and everything that I can so I can possibly manage to stick some stuff in my car and have just that get shipped to LA. But after all, like, None of this matters. Like right now, even though I sound really, you know, excited, I'm still like, today is the first day that I had like people started coming to my place to, you know, buy some stuff. So it's the first day. So wish me luck. So more people will come over and just grab my stuff and go, because I have some incredible, amazing, lovely stuff. But I'm about to like get rid of everything. Even the things that I really, really love are going to go, because I cannot afford to travel with them. And secondly, I want to be as light as possible. And I suggest that to everybody else too, because you never know what life's going to throw at you, and you want to get up and go, and then stuff will keep you where you're at. And that's what I've learned in this move too, is like stuff will always make you just doubt and like waste time. So I'm getting rid of, like, you know, you have no idea what I'm getting rid of. Like, I don't even want to think about it. I just told the guy, I just bought this like $1,200 when I had the money, obviously, when I first moved here, because it was supposed to be part of my stationary, you know, video filming thing. Like, I bought this amazing Egyptian table for $1,200. And I am about to sell it for $150 today. The guy is coming over. So that is how much I need to get rid of my stuff. Like, then these are brand new because I just moved here, you know, like, so I'm willing to let everything go because I have a goal, because I have another goal. And that goal is more important than my stuff. Like, stuff, maybe one day I will be able to replace them somehow, somewhere, but whatever. But right now, it's like bye bye to everything and all the things that I loved, and just end of July is when I'm gonna get on a plane or a car or I don't know what yet, or maybe a train. I have no idea. I have no idea. I'm just going with day by day. But end of July is my last day of being in my house, and I'm done, ready to hit the road.
Well, we're all
we're
helping every step of the way, girl. We really are. And I just want to say thank you to Oni Monk. Yes, I just want to say thank you to Oni Monk on Facebook. Thank you so much for promoting the show, guys. Thank you so much for that. That's really amazing. It's like people one by one are just taking the photo and just sharing it. So thank you so much for that. I wanted to ask you in the last few minutes of the show here. Having this multi-space studio that you've been talking about, was this an original idea, or did you take it from somewhere or something else or someone else? Or was this all about, was this your idea?
It's my own vision. I'm really good at creative stuff because, you know, I do paint and do sculpting and things like that. Like, I do know how to do all that kind of stuff. So I do have a vision always with everything. Like, all I have to see is an empty spot. And then in my head, like, all of it comes together of, like, where what's going to go. And like, I don't even have to think about it. Like, if it clicks in within, like, 2 minutes of me staring at the walls and the floor, if I get it, I get it. It's done. Like, it's going to look exactly the way I'm just imagining it. So I'm not going to tell you guys how the next place is going to look like. All I know is going to be way better. And when I say that, I know it's going to be way better because the one that I had before in LA was it was in a crazy area. So this is not, it's just going to be in a really nice area. So, and better.
Yeah.
I'm trying to talk short because I know we have 3 minutes, so I want to make sure we answer everything.
Thank you so much for that. Let's see. One of my last questions here, and we'll get to more questions on the next show, but here's what I wanted to know is, like, I noticed you like edgy fashion, and I want to know what appeals to you about that.
I only like it if I'm doing a show. Otherwise, I'm in my t-shirt and jeans or shorts and tank tops with my boots. All the time. It doesn't matter what I'm doing. I still wear boots. I cannot put my feet in my heels. And I have so many high heels that is, I'm so, like, upset that I'm just going to throw them away. Like, I don't know. Or put them on eBay and see if somebody wants to buy, like, you know, shoes. But I just don't wear them. I mean, I've just been collecting them because of all my sponsors. But I love the look, but I don't know why people expect me to look like that every freaking second. Like, no, I'm just as human as you are. And I did actually, I don't know if we have time. I'll say it really fast. I actually saw a comment that I was tagged in somebody's page that I wasn't even friends with. And this guy was, like, standing there with, like, leather pants in a grocery store, and all these girls were like, oh my god, you know, you look so cool, you make it look so cool, and this and that. And for some freaking reason, he tagged me in a comment saying, I'm even more metal than Metal Sanaz, and I had to go in and write to him, and I'd be like, dude, like, you look like an idiot. Like, you don't need to dress like that in the grocery store, first of all. Well, I didn't tell him you look like an idiot. I was like, I don't need to look like that 24/7. And to be honest with you, like, I'm a complete tomboy. Like, I don't even like wearing makeup. I do it for the shows. And once I'm out of the shows, I'm done with it. You will never catch me in a supermarket wearing freaking vinyl. Like, that's not
right.
Gonna happen. I am not there for that. So it's just funny.
Yeah, well, you know what? You've made my afternoon here on GPR, and I just want to say that it has been a joy and a totally confetti experience for me to have you on the show. I mean, we've done 3 shows together, and they just get better and better and better. Those of you listening,
I gotta say, I'm sorry for last week for people who tuned in, and I couldn't do it. I have to say, I have to mention that because I was dying. Like, I was literally, Sophia knows, I was literally dying. So, like, for real. So I'm sorry about that. I have to apologize because I do not like canceling shows at all. I never do that. But there was no way I could even speak. Like, you heard me on the phone telling you about it. Like, I couldn't even speak. All right,
guys.
So,
please be sure to check out Melissa Naz and her website, shopmetal.com.
Metalsanaz.com if it's easier.
Metalsanaz.com. All right. So we'll talk to you next week. Thank you so much for joining in. Sanaz, thank you. I love you. Let's keep it going for one more show.
I love everybody. Yeah, absolutely. Love everyone. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye. This is the Gypsy Poet signing off saying adio for now.